Yeah, what's up, guys? We're doing the Bronx Pinstripe Show, special episode, Tampa style. We have our house down here, six guys, round table discussion, New York Yankees and everything else. We're pretty much sending it out unedited. It was a lot of fun for all of us to just hang out and talk some baseball and other things. So you're going to get the raw stuff, and we're also going to have a video that Dom is going to be putting together in the next 24 hours. There's a lot of bets against it.
Yeah, so I'm on the side of this video is never getting edited. So to set the scene, we're in the backyard of an Airbnb in Tampa. There's some nice twinkle lights above.
Twinkle lights?
Yeah, they're not twinkling, but they look like twinkle lights.
Okay. I'm not sure what a twinkle light is, but...
Look ahead of you.
It is the best thing so differently. You said we're in the backyard of an Airbnb with twinkle lights, and he said, doing it Tampa style, getting it raw. And they both perfectly describe what happened here.
Yeah.
It's a great episode. Enjoy it.
Enjoy the episode. That's JJ, who's coming up with a new podcast. Next week, actually, we're going to be launching that bad boy. Look for that. You'll see the name, the new artwork. It's going to be dope. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know why I just said dope. Here we go.
We're breaking down all aspects of Yankee baseball. This is the Bronx Pinstripe Show with your host, Andrew Rotondi and Scott Reinen. Let's go.
All right, we're in Tampa, spring training 2019. You guys had a hell of a day at the park today.
I was still in an airport.
In an airport for the last 24 fucking hours. But how was it? Talk about how the Yankees kicked the shit out of the Red Sox.
It was an ass-whooping, right? I mean, what was the final score? 14-1?
Something like that. Nothing matters.
You know what?
It was just a good day.
It was just a little bit of revenge for that ALDS game. I mean,
you cannot have revenge.
But that being said,
game.
Anytime you can beat the Red Sox by that kind of margin is not a bad day.
I think we saw a lot in the pinch running of
Tyler Wade.
And an infield single. Dean Wade.
Beautiful defense. Little double play turned. He showed his flexibility.
I think he's showing that he has flexibility to the roster.
I think he has MVP potential.
Frank, what do you think?
Frank, tell us your opinion of Tyler
Wade. Hey, man, Tyler Wade is a great toolsy prospect.
I'm going to send this directly to Tyler Wade, just so you know.
Hey, man, plus defender, can get the bat to the ball. I'd rather see other people on the roster than Tyler Wade.
So it was cool. So being down at spring training, I think, is cool because, like, I think from the fan side, especially for doing what we do, you know, like, obsessive fans, the kind of people who go to spring training or blog or podcast or anything like that, this is, like, it's, like, the beginning of the new year. It's, like, New Year's for us. So,
yeah.
You start thinking about the game different once you've, like, seen it, and you get to... It's so cold in the Northeast now. You get to be warm for a few days.
Yeah.
It kind of gets you geared up.
Not only that, you get excited for the new season, but it also is just like a true emotional reset on the previous season, too. I feel like we've gotten that excitement back about what the future of the Yankees
are. You got to forget about the last season.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like that really does help when you're actually down here and you get to see our players going out there and performing well and getting ready for a season that should be overall a pretty positive experience.
Another Judge Homer.
Not going to lie. Yeah, another Judge Homer, but not going to lie, it sucked seeing all of the Red Sox World Champions t-shirts, the merchandise, the hats, like walking all around.
I legitimately didn't see one.
I saw a ton. I couldn't stop seeing them. It was like everywhere I looked, it was like a World Champion hat, like a shirt, like with the roster on it and the trophy. Like, it was just kind of brutal. I hate seeing.
And Dom looked at them with his eyes on fire a little bit. He was a little pissed when he saw
I was.
Had some fire in his eyes.
Yeah, you were going to hit that old lady that had the sign.
We were going to throw games. The gloves were
It is true. You can hold that sign when you don't have a World Series, right? Like, I've been waiting for this long, never see one. You can't have that sign once you win. The sign's done then.
Yeah,
right?
She's also 98 and like still making
hold on. She's 98 and saw what? One.
She said this was her second.
It was her second trip to spring training.
She didn't say anything about that.
She was just in a wheelchair.
She was just like, I'm.
There was a lady.
She was 98.
Was she a Red Sox fan or
yes?
She was. Yeah, she was an old.
If she's 98, she's seen three.
If she's 98 and a Red Sox fan,
right? So I feel bad. It's like a little consolation. Like,
Okay. She was confused.
You 15 years ago, if I saw her holding that sign, I'd be like, you know what? I still hate the Red Sox, but she's got a point. It's been a long lifetime.
Her entire life, she's seen the Yankees win.
If she's 98 and a Red Sox fan, she has dropped tens of thousands of N-bombs.
Like a 100-year-old Boston fan.
Oh, fire.
Yeah, it's the most racist city.
She was born in 1919.
She's clearly garbage.
1920,
right?
Yeah.
1920, so a year after that.
Quick math.
What she had to go to a game in Tampa because she probably couldn't.
Listen, I'm no engineer.
No,
I can do that. 2019 minus 98. I can pull that off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Either way, today was the place of the whole stadium was filled. They were selling spring training tickets for like $150, yeah, which is insane. Anybody who's going down there paying $150 for spring training, you obviously like that. That's one of those things you look at and you're like, why are you paying that much money to see spring training? Is it because of that feeling?
No.
You want that emotion that badly?
No.
Because it's Yankees Red Sox?
Here's why. It's because the Yankees have pulled a complete 180 since 4 years ago and actually brought up young players, and everyone is in it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, but all the young players
are
the pros.
Do you remember when
now?
We came down here for the 2016?
It was different then than it is today.
It was different because no one, we were like, oh, maybe A-Rod won't suck this year. Maybe
and,
to show
we were looking forward to seeing
we got $40 tickets for two rows behind the dugout because no one was here for spring training. No one gave a shit about those teams. People care about this team now because it's fun and exciting young players. They turned it around.
And
they want to watch Tyler Wade run around the bases.
Tyler Wade's fast.
Damn straight. Yeah.
I don't like the anger taking around.
Florio hitting the Oppo bomb like the other day. I mean, that's a cool thing to see from a 20-year-old.
Let's all just be honest with each other. You don't want to see Tyler Wade on this team.
It's not that. I just rather I'm a proponent of carrying both.
You want
Luke
three
Voigt.
First basemen.
I want Luke Voigt and Greg Bird in the team because I think there's a time where they could both get in the lineup.
Bad
especially
at the same time.
Especially now that Aaron Hicks is probably not going to start the season with
can
the team.
Can we all agree that whether it's Greg Bird is the 25th man on the roster or Tyler Wade on the 25th man on the roster, like that, it does not matter to start the season.
It does not.
Probably.
Well, it is all a moot point because of the Hicks injury. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think there's a good chance that
person get the opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think what
or
you saw,
Tarpley will be up, and then you'll send your boy Voigt down.
The outfield really alignment down. You saw today, I think, is a pretty good. I mean, Stanton's going to play in left, Gardner's going to play in center, and Judge in right. I think that's what you're going to see in the
for
outfield
like
the
April,
first
until Hicks is back.
Yeah, for opening day. I mean, I think that's what you're definitely going to see. Because I mean, doesn't sound like Frazier's going to make the team at this point. So,
and especially as
he's
we've
had
heard,
a terrible spring.
Especially as we've heard Aaron Boone talk about how he wants to make sure that Giancarlo primarily plays from DH, but that he still gets field experience and able to get out there on the field regularly. It would make sense that, especially starting the season with a shortened roster where we have more people maybe necessarily in the bullpen or at first base, that he gets the opportunity to get as many games out there before maybe we have the necessity of using someone as a DH for injury purposes or something later on in the year. Or someone that's hot that we don't want to sit on a day that, you know, we got a big game coming up.
Right. I mean, people forget Giancarlo is so big, but he's a good defender.
Mm-hmm.
And people forget that. So I don't think having him in left field will be not a problem.
And above average speed.
I don't even think people are forgetting that. I think that people don't want to see him out there all the time because of
stability.
The bottom line is they're going to have three first basemen on the team because Aaron Hicks is injured.
Yep.
And therefore, Frank, you can't be wrong yet. And that makes me mad.
That's so upsetting.
I mean, you're calling DJ LeMahieu a first baseman. Has he even played in any of
Aaron Boone
first
called
yet?
Him the backup first baseman.
Yeah.
First,
second, and third.
Yeah, I mean.
Aaron Boone is the manager.
And he's the one who said it, actually. I'm just quoting Aaron Boone, the manager.
Wait, hold on. So speaking of Hicks being injured, I think this makes Brett Gardner's role a little bit more important now to this team.
Absolutely.
We saw him today. He
crashing into a wall.
He was crashing into a wall in spring training, and it was really a great play going back. Just fearless guardy back into the wall.
That's also the reason why every July and August he's terrible.
Right,
he's going balls to the wall in March.
You could totally make that argument. Like, we've looked at his career splits, and you guys have talked about his career splits before. Like, his second half of a season is just nowhere near as good, like, career-wise. So, but I think that he's going to play a very important role early on, at least in the season.
And especially if we're playing something of more of a platoon role, when he can actually have a greater impact on the beginning part of the season where we might actually need him, it's definitely not something that we should
Yeah, but that's like saying you need him. We need him out of necessity. That's because Hicks is down. But if he's in left field and Hicks is in center, it's a better team.
I'm
not,
I mean,
because then we have.
It's true. Yeah.
So absolutely. It's better defensively also. It's not like Gardner in center makes us a better team. It doesn't. It's a necessity.
It doesn't. No.
That's
having
point.
Him is certainly not a negative either.
Though. It's a good point for Tyler Wade making the team, though, because we need someone else who can play center field because Gardner cannot play out there every day at this point in his career.
We're in he's going to have to.
Right, but I mean, I don't think.
Could Frazier play?
I don't think
Judge
gonna,
can play center.
Yes,
like
I don't, you're not going to see Brett Gardner play center field every day of the week. I mean, I don't think he's going to be just run down by June if you do that in April and May.
Well, I think if Hicks comes back, you know.
Do they care? Do they just want to run Gardner into the ground in the first
half?
They're still relatively paying him a lot of money. What's he getting paid this year? $8 million?
$7.5 million.
Okay. So. Yeah. Last year he made 11, which was like one of the highest on the books.
He is the starting.
There's a difference between 7.5 and 11 million.
He's a starting outfielder. I mean, until Clint Frazier proves he's healthy and can play every day in the majors and be good.
He's healthy, just didn't have a good spring.
Right, but I mean, he's obviously.
What if? JJ.
Here he comes.
We don't really know how much Jacoby Ellsbury's been working.
Therapy's panned out.
If Jacoby Ellsbury makes the opening day roster and plays center field,
he's your fifth outfielder.
Holy shit.
He might actually arrive tomorrow.
This was actually one of the topics.
I did too.
I've forgotten about him so many times.
I forgot he existed.
So this is one of the topics I actually wrote down. Over under games played for Ellsbury, 1-0.
Under.
I'm taking the under.
Under.
Yeah, he's not getting on, on the field.
The
moment they declare him healthy and the Yankees can't collect insurance money from him being on the IL, they're going to release him, I think.
What do you think?
DL, whatever.
What do you think Ellsbury actually, like when he goes home at night, what does he think?
I think
is he satisfied
says,
with himself?
He's collecting a paycheck. He's collecting.
I know, he's
a
rich, but being rich, like at a certain point, you still have to be a man.
Who is
not be happy with?
Who is more despised in Yankee injury lore, Carl Pavano or Jacoby Ellsbury?
Jacoby Ellsbury.
I think you're right, which is impressive considering. I remember how hated Carl Pavano was because he couldn't get on the mound.
He was also only paid $40 million. That was $150 million.
True.
The fuck was that?
Yeah.
I mean, I have zero faith that he's actually on a plane coming here as we speak. Like,
wasn't he supposed to arrive today or tomorrow?
Today or tomorrow, yeah.
I haven't seen anything about it.
The 16th is what they had targeted.
I don't think they're going to make too much
sense. What if he's so healthy he didn't fly, he just ran?
He ran. He forced gumped across the United States.
I just,
so healthy.
Just kept running.
So incredibly healthy.
That plantar fasciitis.
I'll show them.
How much Pedialyte did he have to drink to get his energy up to run across the country?
You know what would be sick? And you know what Jacoby Ellsbury honestly owes us as fans?
An apology.
No. He, during this, his, like, rehab and physical therapy, he should just be taking whatever steroids he took to hit 30
home runs
to get this contract. Then he can go, then you know what? He eats an 80-game suspension, forfeits that salary, and then is injured and gets paid out the rest of his contract. He at least owes us until he gets caught to take steroids again.
That is max effort.
And then
that is max
80
effort.
Games max effort.
You're not cheating. You're not trying.
When they say he has 6 to 8 hours of therapy, I expect about an hour of that to be just really good steroid shots.
Do you think
PRP injections?
Do you think Scott Boras and his team organized this where it's like, okay, you're going to be a free agent 2 years. We're going to give you steroids so you're awesome a year before you're free
agent. Well, Scott Boras never says that, but like...
His team, his people.
Well, not even his people. It's like three people away. Like, it's probably
cousin
it's deeply...
It's the cousin Yuri's of the world.
Yeah.
Scott Boras is orchestrating this, I believe.
At some point, yeah. I think at some point.
I think Scott Boras kind of orchestrates everything in the
Can we
leagues.
Talk about something that I've realized since I've been with you guys this weekend?
Absolutely.
Sure, JJ.
You don't like A-Rod at all.
I don't like
him. I like him.
I don't like A-Rod.
What do you have against A-Rod?
I was wearing an A-Rod Corp shirt on Friday. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
man?
We're aware. Okay. All right, so maybe it's just you.
Yeah,
man put poison in his body to win us the 2009 World Series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Scott has too much.
No,
Scott
I've never tried that hard, Scott.
Scott has too much of the 80s in him. Where he, yeah.
What'd you want him doing?
You lived too many years in the 80s. You're an old school guy. You can't get on board with the new school type A-Rod players.
I don't even understand what that means. What do you mean? No. I don't like A-Rod because he's a lying sack of shit, and that's the reason. And the fact that he's gone on national television and told everybody multiple times that he hasn't done it, and then of course he did it. I just
What test did he fail?
The guy's annoying.
We admitted
and
to it.
Well, yeah. I don't like dealing with him because of that. It's more on the personal level.
You know how many young black men are in jail because they falsely admitted to crimes they didn't do?
So you're saying Katie Couric got the false accusation out of A-Rod or got
him
to do it?
She is so convincing.
Wasn't it Peter Gaines?
She was the face of our childhood.
No, it was watching it. Selena Roberts did the whole, remember the, yeah.
Katie Couric, Selena Roberts, whatever. The fact is that he's a lying sack of shit. That's what
remember
he is.
Remember when I went on Mike? Remember when I Francesco?
Like his mannerisms. I don't like the way Francis when he runs.
He
like
turned that. Around his image, though. He's been Mr. Clean. He's Mr. PR.
It's
social
fake.
Media.
It's
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
J-Lo. J-Lo.
Or
$5
look, here's the deal, though. Like, I don't not like him to a point where I hate the guy. I dismiss it. I just don't care anymore.
The real
that's
question is Jose
be honest, being around
the truth?
It seems like you care.
No, you guys are just bringing it up, so I'm telling you.
I brought it up this time.
Yeah.
But I brought it up because it just.
I told you.
He put poison in his body.
What did I say in the last show?
If he
started tweeting like he talks and gives me a shishi Shabathia, like during. I'll go 180. I'll
yeah.
Go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, he's got. I mean, he's got.
I need,
got
if
much
I need
money
some person.
If he had any level of self deprecation and lack of insecurities, I would actually
I think there was like a 3 month period where A-Rod was actually genuine, and it was at some point during the 2015 season.
And it was because he was trying to create a relationship with the Yankees.
The problem is he realized, oh, people are actually coming back to my side, so now I need to monetize this and capitalize this. And he's been phony again ever since.
He hit 3 home runs in Tampa in one game, and I was right in the middle of it.
Right, but like there was a couple month period there where he was genuine, like just fun having A-Rod. Like, I'm gonna lead this team, random group of guys to a playoff game, and then he got phony again. I think that's what happened.
And during that whole thing, I definitely like I was off of the dude because he was actually acting like a person.
Oh, we're
he's just not a real person. So. Yeah, that's why I don't like it.
This is nothing. What are you talking about?
Yeah, don't worry.
I forgot there was video.
I don't think this video is ever going to get edited together.
I strongly do. This is what Dom does.
If Dom doesn't do it, you can send it to me, and I will make sure that.
I think it is more likely Jacoby Ellsbury plays a game than this video ever gets edited.
So greater than 0% chance then.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, that's a stand
we'll
to take.
It.
Do you honestly think though that you would have a problem getting $21 million to sit at home in Portland or wherever the fuck he lives?
Yes.
The Pac Northwest.
I think there's no way he goes to bed every night and is happy. There's no way.
Oh,
it does not matter.
He's extremely happy.
No, there's no way that he...
You know why? Because I think he thinks he's trying his best and that he's just had some bad luck.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
And it'll come around.
Bad luck.
It'll come around.
I just know myself, if I put myself in those shoes, $100 million, if I am publicly ridiculed, I am not happy at night, no matter how much money I have. I care too much. It's a fault of my own. I care too much about what other people think.
But that's you, not Jacoby Ellsbury.
Maybe Jacoby Ellsbury
is different. Have you ever seen when Scrooge McDuck swims in thing of money?
I've seen that gif all over Twitter.
Similar. It's a similar situation, I believe.
Ellsbury is Scrooge McDuck.
He's Scrooge McDuck.
He's just swimming in money.
Sure.
He probably lives in like
in
some
coins.
Weird
that's
house.
That's a public facade, though. He is putting a front.
I don't think
Scrooge McDuck was miserable.
I don't think he's
so on the inside.
Was?
He's miserable.
I don't think Jacoby Ellsbury is any public anything. I think he lives. He probably lives in like a huge
when's
house.
Last time we've seen him?
Kind of like in the woods.
I mean, Tyler Wade kind of looks like him, so we kind of
he probably has a huge house there too
in the desert.
And that's like $75 per bedroom to buy a house in Arizona.
10 cents a square foot. Yeah.
Yeah, pricey.
So,
all right. So, the question is, what do the Yankees actually do with him? What do you guys think it's gonna happen?
I don't think he comes back healthy, so they do nothing.
I'm at the point where I don't care anymore about like
you will when he starts.
I don't either, but I'd like to see
no, because the team is good enough now. Where like 3 years ago it was annoying where he was playing and it's like this team sucks, and now we're paying Ellsbury. He's our highest paid player. Now the team is so good that they're projected to be the best team in baseball. I don't care what they do with Ellsbury.
But you will care if he starts playing.
He's not
surely.
Going to.
Yeah, I don't.
But I'm saying, who on this roster would he ever play ahead of, unless barring injury?
If he did, then
he already got Hicks injured, so that's a thing.
Tyler Wade is not
Tyler Wade.
Oh, not Tyler Wade.
Yeah.
Not Oppo Taco Tyler Wade.
You know, do we know what we could actually do with him if we wanted to get rid of him though, or not play him on the
Dom's got an idea.
They're not going to play.
Dom's got an idea. Like, what are the options to get rid of him?
I mean,
no options.
No, you do what they did to A-Rod.
Yeah, you you have to release him.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not traded.
You don't have to release him. You just say go home.
I still think they're going to give him one more contract.
I still think they might give him one more chance. Crazily enough, I think it still could happen.
I think he comes back to do like a minor league like assignment, like a rehab thing, and then something happens.
Yeah, he gets injured.
Yeah, he'll do like three games for the Tarpons.
He's not back.
And then go back to Arizona.
If he did get back on the field and it was in the Bronx, would he get
booed? So
would he get booed, or so would he just get no reaction? I feel like
he would get booed.
There's so many new bandwagon fans.
Really, you think?
I think there's so many new bandwagon fans in the last 2 years that they don't even.
Yeah, no, but everybody knows.
No, but they just learn to hate. You just learn to hate.
I mean,
yeah, so it's all negative.
I don't think I would. I don't think I would boo the guy, but I hate booing your own player.
You'd probably be at a Predators game.
Yeah, well, I think booing your own player. You see Pecorino
suit up in net.
Hey, that's right. Hey, he's a good goalie. But anyway. I think booing your players is stupid in general, so I don't see a reason to boo them.
I think anybody who pays a ticket to go to the stadium can do whatever the fuck they want. If they want to
boo them. No, no, no. I mean, you can do that. It's well within your rights.
Remember
that we live in America, but I just think it's silly.
At the fourth Bronx Pinstripe event this season, buy tickets. Scott will be streaking because he paid. And
he can do whatever he wants.
Within the boundaries of...
This is the live read.
Yeah. But yeah, no, if you want to boo, you want to cheer... Look, there's an expectation. That's why New Yorkers boo, because there's an expectation. And if you don't meet that expectation and you're still collecting those checks,
I understand
that. You deserve to get booed in some circumstances.
And we have the best bagels.
But we're nice in the South, Scott. So I don't like being rude to people, you know. Well, I mean, he's
one
of our
own. Is Nashville
the South?
Yes, the Midwest.
Absolutely. Yeah. Midwest? It's no, it's the Midwest.
I got to be honest with you.
They serve biscuits.
I don't know where
Tennessee
is.
Gravy there.
Where's Tennessee?
West south of Kentucky. North Carolina and south of Kentucky.
Yeah.
I picture Tennessee. Landlocked. I picture Tennessee near Kansas.
No,
if you
not really,
it's east and south of.
I can't believe you don't know who Davy Crockett is, dude.
I mean, I just don't. Okay. Just don't care.
Live in Tennessee. Yeah, you're Davy Crockett.
He did something. I don't know.
Joke.
You're the only Tennessee. That's what we hear. That's what we hear at the bars all the time.
Jesus. So, what else do you guys want to talk about?
Well,
just to finish up on the Ellsbury conversation.
That horse is still moving around.
Because there is a legitimate point where Brian Cashman may have to make the decision is he going to take up a major league roster spot, or am I either going to cut him and pay him?
That's not Cashman's decision. He has to get approval for
a killer.
There are so many barriers for him to get to that point. Because of the rehab association. He's got to do a spring training. Yeah. He's got to go through. He's got to actually fly here and step off the plane and then walk to the facility.
And
then go home and like take a shower maybe and like, you know, walk out of his house.
Poop.
Get in the car possibly. Take a dump.
You were saying
all these things have to happen.
Season, though.
Sure. Okay. This team is so good and so talented. Let's not waste any more time talking about Jacoby Ellsbury. Like, there's so many other things we could be.
I have a question with the Jacoby Ellsbury situation. If George Steinbrenner was still running the team,
Jesus Christ! I love this hypothetical.
Would he have?
If George was still alive, George is boxed.
A handler.
Would he have hired a private investigator to dig up dirt on Ellsbury?
1,000% But so, what would the nickname he came up with him? It would have been something racial with the native.
I mean, he called it. He would do way worse on Ellsbury.
He would have called him Chief something. Chief Suck or something.
God.
It's an avenue we should
Chief
probably
Suck.
Chief Broken Bones. Like, he would have come up with something.
Chief Broken Bones.
God.
Chief Broken Bones. Well, I mean, he called Hideki Arabu the fat toad, and
I'm
the poor bastard hung
again.
Himself.
Yeah, Jesus.
I
was trying not to bring it up.
He did call him the fat toad. He did. That was pretty.
So,
and then he committed suicide.
What years and years later?
How do you know that didn't affect him?
So, what else is there to talk about as far as Yankees?
Can you imagine the boss calling you the fat toad? I would feel pretty terrible about myself,
too. Imagine your boss at work calling you a fat toad.
Like, every day you pulled up and you're like, what's up? Good morning, fat toad.
So,
people on Twitter calling you a fat toad.
How do you do today, fat toad?
Yeah.
So, Miguel
just said fat toad on the back of the Daily News. Like, that was just, because there wasn't Twitter then. Just the next day, the newspaper just said fat toad, and it just had a picture of Arabu.
And you know what? Do you think it was worse for people?
It's
then
so
or
mean.
It was like the Daily News was calling you fat toad, or it's like 1,000 people on Twitter calling you fat toad. Like, I think
the Daily News is more impact.
I feel like the Daily News had more magnitude than like the average Joe. Like,
everyone saw it.
Yeah.
There are some people who aren't on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know.
And that shit was hitting everybody.
I feel like the reach was like broader back then. Like I feel like more people definitely saw the news.
It's more segregated. It's more so divided. Like,
yeah,
like,
not to get into a conversation about print journalism.
If some D-bag calls somebody fat toad on Twitter, that's not as impactful as like having fat toad plastered on the back of a newspaper. But anyway.
Yeah.
So Miguel Andujar's defense. I like this.
The hype is real.
Dude, I like this Hoppy's
at DRS.
I don't know. Look, I don't think they do that in spring training, but this little Hoppy's at it, he's looking really good.
We went to the game the other day in Toronto, the Toronto game, whatever that town's called.
Dunedin.
That one.
And
he made two phenomenal plays. Today he made some more plays. Like, the kid is definitely, you see the work that he's put in, and he looks different in the way that he approaches. The hop. With the pitch, the little mechanics look better. He's definitely got a different arm slot in a lot of places. So
absolutely.
You can tell that the work is there. So it's just a matter of if it stays and sticks into the season. We'll see.
That play he made towards the line. The play he made towards the line the other day is probably the rangiest play I've seen him make in the majors. So, even though it's still spring training, but I mean it's still a thing he did.
And there was a ball that went down the line that was very similar to that. It went foul in that Toronto game, and he had already picked it.
Yeah,
so Manny Machado who?
No, so that's exactly what I was going to say. Here's my concern with Andujar. If he does not have a better season than last year, which was a fantastic rookie season, all the talk is going to be is they should have signed Manny Machado.
I mean, you know my opinion on this. It's not my money. The Yankees should have signed Manny Machado. No. He's a 26-year-old superstar, great defender, great bat. They should have signed him. It's not my money, though.
And that's the opinion of most Yankee fans.
But it's their money, and they didn't want to do that, so they did other things to improve the team, which is totally fine. But they are putting a lot of stock into Andujar's defense not being the dead last worst in the league, which it was last year.
I might be in the minority opinion, but I actually like seeing players actually develop, though. And, I mean, we have our homegrown guys that we're able to actually get to see grow. And I understand that, Manny Machado is absolutely a better player. And we live in a day where MLB does have a soft salary cap. And when you look at a player like Miguel Andujar, who, by the way, was the second AL Rookie of the Year,
I just have a problem with everybody trying to upgrade every single fucking position to a goddamn superstar because we're the New York.
When there's $24 million a year,
we have a very good player who's at third base. Let
him
go.
Yeah, let him be.
Let him
absolutely.
How can
I don't have a problem with that?
But how can we possibly judge a defender at 23 years old? You know what I mean? Like that's where I stand up and say, like, why is everybody saying
absolutely?
That, he's the worst right now, but he's 23 years old.
Do you know why? It's because now the metrics are actually available.
That's something.
Thanks to Sabermetrics people like Frank over there.
You don't need Sabermetrics. You can look at your eyes. You don't need Sabermetrics to see that he was a terrible defender last year.
Talk that shit, champ.
Sabermetrics tells you on what level or what scale he was. He was the worst in the league last year. So, but the Yankees think that he has a skill that he can improve, and that's what's important here. That's
what's important. You don't also think, though, that if this were 1998 instead of 2018 last year, that we would have just looked at errors and been done with it?
Yes,
we would have. The Yankees front office, not necessarily, but we would have. Yes,
I think. What were front offices doing?
But errors.
I don't think they had.
But errors are also
not much. Computers.
Errors are a terrible way to evaluate how good.
I don't think they were on the worldwide
web.
Had Al Gore on the internet yet?
Why are errors? Hold on. Why are errors so bad to judge someone defensively? Because a lot of the times players are making errors on balls that. If you can't get to the ball, that's not an error.
90% of the time you make an error, error.
There's a lot of
error wrong.
Matt Chapman. Matt Chapman,
He made more errors than Miguel Andujar last year.
Which is ridiculous.
He's one of the best defensive third baseman in baseball. Yeah. He got to double the amount of balls as Andujar.
Right. But you get to the ball, you fumble it, and the official scorer, who's usually an idiot, gives you an error because you fumble the ball.
I agree. I see
the ball that Miguel Andujar wouldn't have sniffed or come close to.
I'm of the thinking that you should take
official scorer.
You honestly should take a lot of stock in just general errors. Like, you definitely should.
I disagree.
It's a key component of defense, dude.
So,
like, you could say range this, range that. A scout said this, the other thing. But, like, if you're making errors, you're making errors.
No, I understand
especially
that.
Errors
like,
that affect games.
MLB Network has this take, and they play a clip, and you have to guess whether the official scorer ruled it a hit
is
or error.
Hold on, Frank.
And it's always 50-50.
I
want to
play
a Brian King thing.
Frank, can I play a game? Marry, fuck, kill.
Wins, RBIs, errors.
Oh, God. Can I kill them all?
No, that's the whole point of the game.
It's the game.
Jesus, man.
No, I guess I'll marry. That's actually. In that case, question. I guess I'll marry errors. That's a great question.
Hold on. You're marrying.
Errors is the least egregious. Just keep going. It's the least egregious.
You got this, dude. Be confident in what you say. Let them know.
Yeah, but who are you going to marry or fuck? That's the more important question.
I guess I'll marry RBI.
You're going to marry
errors.
Fuck wins.
Married errors, actually. So I'm not going to fuck her
talent. I don't know, man. They all suck. They're all terrible ways to evaluate talent.
Dude, you got to come up with a better answer.
In my opinion.
Like, we want this clear cut.
But the thing is, I'm not the weird one. This is how MLB front office evaluate talent.
I really want to know how you value these three things.
Coming to you to a podcast
real soon.
This is how MLB front offices evaluate talent. So I'm trying to evaluate talent the same way.
Where do you think, because I feel like we've been going on for a little bit, so we should actually like talk about the season, where we think we're going to end up.
That's not
besides the parade. But
that's right.
Goddamn right.
Do you think we win the division?
Yes, I think the Red Sox bullpen is such trash right now that I think that's the differentiator right now.
Yeah.
Like, in all seriousness.
So, I think we win the division. I don't think it's a runaway.
No.
I think it would have been, if everyone was healthy, I think it would have been a runaway.
You mean last year?
No, this year. I think if we were healthy, if we had Severino.
I don't know, but how long, Severino's out until at least May 1st, but how do we know how long?
I think another outfielder in April, a hamstring gets tight or something because, it's a wet day or some shit like that, and we end up in a, almost a, Shane Robinson's playing.
Right.
Here's the problem with, having a runaway, though.
We're very close to that.
The problem with having a tight race in the AL East and having a runaway is a difference of, two or three games. Because if you get four games out or so towards the end, then all of a sudden you have a wild card spot.
You're trying to position yourself for something.
So the gap extends and looks way worse.
So think about what happened last year was Judge goes down end of April and then, end of July.
July, yeah.
And then 5 days later they go to Fenway for a four-game series and get their ass kicked four games. Yeah. So it's if Judge doesn't break his wrist, maybe they even win one game. Right. And it's just a complete...
I remember that was when the division
ended.
That's
a two-game swing. Right. The division was essentially over in... early August last year because the Red Sox took a commanding lead and just swept them.
It's very
one little thing like that can change it.
Super cliche to say, but it's all contingent upon health. Last year the big boppers for the Red Sox, they were all healthy throughout the year.
They had a perfect season.
Devers, Benintendi, Betts, and JD were healthy as could be. They had guys step up. Eddie Rodriguez was hurt for a little bit, but he stepped up as their fourth guy. And then Sale was down for a couple weeks. They didn't have any impact on
Stephen Wright was taking PEDs.
And it didn't have any impact because they had run away with it by that point.
That
was after the four-game sweep, and it was just over at that point.
Not even that, but their 24th and 25th man, Stephen Wright and Steve Pierce, were the most impact players in October for him.
And Ryan
Brazier,
which is something
that you cannot
Ryan
expect
Brazier?
On any roster.
Hypothetically,
Ryan Brazier, which is also known as Frank's lookalike. So,
hypothetically, say Mookie Betts goes down for 60 games, that's really what's going to decide the division. It's
absolutely
horrible to say, and you never root for an injury, but if one of their big boppers were to go down on the Red Sox, that's what it would take for it to be a runaway, but I think it's going to be close the whole year. Yeah.
If you had to take Mookie Betts or Aaron Judge for the next 10 years, who you taking?
Such a trick question.
I'll take Betts. I'll say it.
Leave Frank. Get the fuck out.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I just think that. Judge is a. They are both.
You are such a piece of shit.
Yeah, you know what? Fuck you, man.
And that was on the head of people.
That's
fine. That's fine. Let's do a podcast about roses and daisies. I mean, I'm just saying. I think that Mookie Betts will age better because Judge is 6'7" and 300 pounds. I mean, or whatever he is.
285.
But right now, they're both two of the top five best players in baseball. But I think Betts will age better.
It's tough to compare.
Here's what I will say,
though. They're two kind of different.
Yeah, they're completely different players.
They're different, but on paper,
they're
going
to have
similar.
And they're going to have similar net value.
Yeah, because they're both really good.
No, right.
Stylistically,
statistically, they're
similar. Let's take this from a different perspective.
No, but their styles.
Aaron Judge is an older player, and he's going to have more
pre-order.
He's an older player compared to
28.
No, but what I'm trying to get at is more than likely, let's say Mookie Betts does become a career player for the Red Sox and he signs that extension, and Aaron Judge signs his more than likely expected extension as a New York Yankee. more than likely, Mookie Betts is going to be a much more expensive player based off of the age that he came up at and the age that he's going to become available to become a free agent. So at that point, you might want to say, especially with how front offices work, that Aaron Judge, even though working on a shorter timeline, may actually be a more valuable player per year than Mookie Betts.
It
is a way to say that Aaron Judge may be more effective in a shorter period of time than maybe Mookie Betts is over a longer period of time because of just when they came up.
That's why the question wasn't
just said.
That's tough.
No? So my head, my brain.
That's
so,
tough to say.
I mean,
about
it's
a
challenging, but
is the MVP like
the whole aging thing? I think the way that their body types are is a big factor in what you're talking about. Like the way that
Judge
doesn't
matter.
Age,
yeah.
That and you're talking about the value. Like I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But the body type also I think comes into because we have one little hitch in Judge. And it's going to be
massive, a
huge mechanical problem.
All right, so he's had two full seasons. He has not been healthy for one. He's been injured in both of those.
Yeah. But he's come back with
right.
No issues.
It's true, but
and that's the thing. It's just if you had to pick one of the two, like right now, they're both two of the top five players in baseball. It's those two guys. It's Mike Trout.
Mookie Betts' bald spot creeps me out.
Does he have a Tiger Woods bald spot?
Yo, he's got cooler eyes, though. Let's just be honest.
Really?
It's so bad.
I haven't seen him
without. He doesn't do anything without a hat on.
He should shave his head. Why doesn't he shave his head?
Because he doesn't want to give up on it yet.
Too young.
There's Tennessee guys, man.
Do you think he's avocoring it up?
Who?
Are we going to really talk about, like, is this your segue to shaving heads?
Yo, we should shave Frank's head.
That's the hill JJ wants to die on.
Yo,
tonight.
That's such a good idea. We should shave your head.
I'm good, man.
But you're a bald guy.
Yeah.
So we're just doing the regular.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not with the razor.
But making it look better.
But better.
Yeah, I mean,
but better
like,
because it's necessary.
I like the electric razor deal.
We're making it look like you care.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool, man.
You mean a baldist?
I'm better looking than you, so it's fine. It'll be all right.
No, I'm not. I mean, I'm trying to help.
Wow. Tough.
I'm trying to help.
It's my new best friend, JJ. It's such a beautiful friendship that's formed this week.
Shut up, nerd. It really has been a great, great day. 24 hours. It's been productive.
All right, new topic.
What's the topic, Frank?
What are we looking at?
Frank, there are topics.
Andrew, you have a list in your head.
Our Saber Nutrition.
I do have a list.
All right, well, let's hit up one of those.
Go ahead.
We've got MLB rule changes. You
absolutely.
Guys are interested in MLB rule changes?
Absolutely.
Let's hit this for sure.
I'll hit it.
I'm so sick of rules. That's all we talked about all offseason was friggin' rules.
Goddamn rules.
Stupid.
I think it's weird that they can just be like, oh, by the way, you're in the middle of your
season. Is Phil Hughes
season.
On a team?
We're changing.
What's that?
Is Phil Hughes on a team right
no.
now?
No, he's not.
But he's
no.
been barred.
He's not a twin.
He's been Twitter.
He's been
he tweets
over.
A-Rod all the
Wait,
time.
Are you sure
he's actually, he's good on
he's
Twitter.
He's funny on Twitter.
I like Phil Hughes a lot on Twitter.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I didn't
like
Phil Hughes the last time.
Every single evening, this dude talks you up at like 2 in the morning.
That is...
He
blocked me a couple
years ago. When he was bad at baseball.
I'm sorry, he hasn't tweaked that.
No, he does not, but I appreciate it because it is consistent.
Yeah.
I like Phil Hughes. I think he's a good guy.
I'm surprised he doesn't have a job right now, though.
I'm
it's because he's a fly ball pitcher who has a
Dallas Keuchel's still
poor
unemployed.
Fastball.
Phil Hughes
well, nobody's asking for... Phil Hughes is not asking for a Dallas Keuchel contract.
He played for the Padres last year.
I think Phil Hughes still has like another year
on
his contract.
I thought he was still
the
a
franchise.
Twin.
The
yeah,
franchise.
Padre
last year.
The Twins.
With, what's his name?
Twins released
him.
Who else did we send over there?
James.
No,
Brian Mitchell.
Brian Mitchell, thank you.
That oh, that's right.
The yeah. Twins released him. Yeah.
Which I thought he was going to do well for them. He was not good for them.
No, he was a 4A guy.
Yeah. He was. He
absolutely.
Really was. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so apparently we don't want to talk about MLB rule changes.
We don't want to?
Do no. we?
Okay.
It sounds like not.
Yeah.
I just think
so,
the only one that...
I think it's weird that they could be like, oh, by the way, these rules are changing for this year that you've already begun preparing.
Well, the rules that, that they're making for 2019 are not that impactful.
Yeah, they're like...
No. Just that...
Like, commercial breaks went from like 2 minutes to two... Or two...
Well,
or five to 2 minutes.
About is
yeah.
the 2020 rules.
Do you think... This is an honest question. So they're making these rule changes to, quote, fix the game.
Yeah.
None of these rule changes are actually going to do what they want.
They're
them
trying to
do.
No. shave 10 minutes off a game.
Which is it's not even 10 minutes. It's last year they shaved, like, almost 4 minutes. So they're literally
2 years ago
for,
they shaved 4 minutes.
They're going
last
for
year was
five
more.
Or less minutes.
Yeah. They're going for like, no, they want to take like 6
Nobody
minutes.
Feels that. You cannot
you,
feel
you
five.
Five?
Yeah.
So the game
no.
ends at 9:20.
Trust me,
you know
I
know.
I've
feel,
heard
bro?
It my whole life.
The, night, the game
five
ends at 10:20 versus 10:25.
Right, Frank?
I don't know that feeling.
5 minutes.
I did that.
5 minutes is significant. Like, some works
one by one. Yeah, like 5 minutes off. Absolutely. 3 minutes off. Like pitch clock.
I really can't.
Like everything.
I can't stand the whole one by one. You have to face three batters thing.
I just like the whole point of starting the games earlier and tricking.
I love that.
It's tricking us into that it's a shorter game.
Start at 6:30.
You are absolutely right about that.
Or six. Yeah.
Go earlier. Fuck it.
7 is way too late.
Because when you're watching a Yankees Red Sox game and it's a 3 hour and 40 minute game at minimum.
You guys should move to Central
Time. If it's a 6:35, it's 10:10, which, like, you know.
6 o'clock start times in Central Time, 5:30 sometimes.
Yeah, nobody cares about the West Coast, though.
Yeah, no one gives a shit.
We just go on East Coast. That's where it is. We put it on East Coast time at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
Especially baseball, which is such a local sport.
It's so regional. Yeah, absolutely.
I understand there's Yankees fans all over the country, all over the world, but it's mostly a local sport.
Right.
That's our rule.
That's where people care about as far as the timing. Yeah, there's now with MLB TV, there's a million people watching from all over the place. But they just don't care. They care about the East Coast.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's always been like that for TV.
Yeah.
Reasonable expectations for Troy Tulowitzki. What do y'all think?
I mean, my expectations
too
are
low.
So low.
I like what you did there. You said too low.
Too low.
Nice one. Nice one.
He's showing he's healthy, right?
Yeah. So I don't see a reason why he can't hit 250, a couple big hits early on.
Batting average doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't. Yeah,
I'm just putting it out there as a parameter. I'm not saying, like, you know,
what are you, a dinosaur?
OPS plus, like, 105. Like, yeah, that'd be fun.
He's like, oh, now I understand.
No, I get it now.
Yeah.
Listen, I think you play okay defense and play 5 days a week. Then I guess either they're going to play Tyler Wade.
Why do you think he's just going to play okay defense, though? Like, if he goes out there and he's healthy, he's going to play
surgery on two ankles.
The last time he was healthy, he only played okay defense.
Yeah, I mean,
he wasn't healthy, though.
He's had double,
he was 2016,
double heel
he played
surgery,
a full
dude.
Season. He was healthy.
He was terrible.
All right.
Just to be completely abstract, remember the days?
He wasn't going to get injured until 2017.
Dude, he's 34 now. Like, what 34-year-old shortstop is
2017,
you know?
2018, like, he was injured.
That's not a position that ages well.
He played average defense, and he was average offensively.
But what I'm saying, when you're saying healthy, that's like saying Zach Britton was healthy last year, and that's what we should expect. Like, I think he's going to be a different player this year because there's a year removed.
There was no previous was injury happening. To Tulo. Tulo was fully healthy in 2015, 2016, fully healthy. Then he got injured.
Absolutely. But he did go to Canada.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you saying?
It counts.
There's something in the water.
North.
Well, he was playing on turf. I mean, that's a legitimate, like, that's why I thought that trade was dumb for him personally.
That could actually be.
Because, like, he was already starting to break down, and he got traded to a field that was
when
turf.
When was the injury before 15? In 2014,
he had hip issues before then, right?
Wasn't it heels?
I think he had,
throughout though.
I think he had hip issues, and now this last thing he had surgery on.
He had some like weird like oblique / hip issues when he was in Colorado.
Yes.
I do remember that, especially towards the end.
Dude.
Now, what I find so amazing about Tulowitzki is, I mean, I know he has as a player aged, but when you look at him, I just think about when Derek Jeter had the discussions about a final extension with Brian Cashman, and Brian Cashman thought about replacing him.
And he made a public statement about
that. Yeah, absolutely. And when you get to the point where the Toronto Blue Jays are paying him to play for the New York Yankees now at this point.
I just don't understand why they would touch him.
It is just such a ludicrous and insane way to go about business. And I don't understand how, as a Toronto Blue Jay front office, how
they didn't think he could play anymore,
sense.
And that's why
at all.
So
at
if you
all,
listen to, he was actually on R2C2 this week, and he was saying, and Ryan Rucco asked him, they were like, he said, so are you excited to prove it to anybody this year that you can get back on the field? And he was basically saying, like, yeah, there are a few people that have counted me out, and I'm you'll see it this year. He sounded pretty fiery.
So you're buying it.
No, I'm just saying, I think that he thinks he's healthy, and we're about to find out. I think he's healthy. We're about to find out if he has anything
certainly
left.
Looks it.
What does he do if Didi comes back in June or July? What is Tulo?
That's Didi's job. There's no way he's going to outperform Didi. Like, this is a placeholder. This is a Band-Aid until Didi comes back.
What if the Band-Aid works out?
The Yankees are going to try to trade him and get some type of B prospect back.
I think he has no trade, doesn't he? Wasn't that the only agreement that was actually stipulated? I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, I think I remember hearing something about that, actually.
Yeah, I believe it was a no trade. It was a minor league or a major league minimum, but he's required that it was a no trade.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think I remember hearing something about that, though.
That doesn't mean he can't be traded, though.
Right.
He doesn't agree to it.
Realistically, I don't think there's any chance that Tulowitzki ends up being so good where this is an issue. I think the Yankees are just going to release him or bench him when Didi comes back. Yeah. There's no way that this is going to be an issue when Didi comes back.
Who plays more games for the Yankees this year, Tulowitzki or Greg Bird?
Oof. Tulowitzki.
I'll say Greg Bird. Just to be different than JJ. Because I think Tulo doesn't have a spot at all when Didi comes back. I think Bird could, even if he's sent down first, he could come back up and jump.
And I think Scott's probably going to agree with me, but I think with Greg Bird, not only is he a Brian Cashman fanboy, which they want to see play out and actually be successful at the major league level, but he also provides that key word, flexibility. And it's flexibility not necessarily at any position in the field, because he's obviously locked
up. I'm about to say he only plays one position, yeah.
But he is a left-handed bat in the lineup. And when you have a left-handed bat in the lineup, when we are so
But here's the thing. That doesn't matter.
And his splits are so strong, too. His splits are strong, too.
He's got no splits because he's not on the field. That's the problem.
The guy.
He's got to be able to hit.
We can hand him the job today. He'll be injured next week.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
he's not going to be healthy.
Yeah. Who are you talking about? Ellsbury?
Greg Bird.
No. Listen, this is my one. Give me one more year to dream on Greg Bird. And Luke Voigt's also awesome. I love Luke Voigt, too.
You probably still text your
ex with that ass. But give me one more year.
One more.
Try it again.
I'll give it a shot. I know you can be better.
He's going to pull the rug out from under me at some point this year.
We all have more potential.
We can figure this out.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Remember us the way we were.
All right.
Listen, I would be glad to give the speech at Greg Bird's Hall of Fame induction for the Spring Training Hall of Fame.
But here's my reasoning for that, though.
No, I'll put that plaque up.
Here's my reasoning for what I said, though. Absolutely. Who is more likely to be on this team in July, Greg Bird or Troy Tulowitzki? Who's more likely to be on the team?
Greg Bird.
In July?
Greg Bird.
Without question, you would say that, right? Which is why I'm saying I think he plays more games.
Well, it's also tough to cut a guy when he's out injured.
I think neither one of them are on
a rehab assignment.
Yeah.
It's possible.
He
has been every
single
season.
I'm just saying
the plan is
when Didi comes back, Tulowitzki becomes expendable because Didi is a great shortstop. So,
who do you think is happier?
Do you think Greg Bird has started thinking about expanding other skill sets? Like maybe selling insurance.
Fishing.
making what's it in the stadium.
So I don't think. But like, I don't think that's a career.
He plays
Fortnite. He's going to stream Fortnite.
He's already made almost.
Trevor May does it. He's a relief pitcher for the Twins.
Which is enough to live on. For the rest of his life.
No.
No, it's not.
Not even close.
No.
Because he's got New York and Major League Baseball expenses.
Yeah.
If you've made $3 million salary,
you can definitely invested that.
So now you're saying he's good at paying taxes.
Investment.
All I'm saying is he's not. Like, it's not like this is 1950 and he's a failed baseball player and he needs to sell insurance in the offseason.
Yeah. I'm not saying in the offseason. I'm just saying, like, sometimes it doesn't work out.
Yeah. What would Greg Burns' profession be, though?
He would be a snowboard instructor.
Yeah. In Colorado.
That 100%. Is way too physical for Greg Burns.
An instructor.
No, instructor.
It's, you don't have to actually do it.
You just kind of point and tell him how to do things. You don't really
show. Small slopes.
He'll be on ski patrol.
Yeah.
No, you can't put him on skis.
You
can't put him on cleats.
Golf.
You want to put him on skis?
Can we all agree that he's still wearing those bro sunglasses, though? Like, he's got to be wearing them, regardless of what job he does.
He's at home at skis because it reminds him of riding in a wheelchair out of
a lifeguard. That could be a really good role for him. Yeah, yeah.
He does have the look of, like, are you drowning?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the way his eyes are just, like, angry birds. Yeah.
His eyes are angry birds.
Are you drowning
out there? He's perpetually asking, are you drowning?
Yeah. He does. Yeah. Look at Greg Bird the next time you see him, and he... And tell me it doesn't kind of look like he's like, are you drowning?
Yeah.
Shit. Like, I gotta grab that.
I gotta take my t-shirt off.
I gotta get that. I gotta get the can. That's what they call that on Baywatch. You guys don't remember that because you're young bucks. Me and Scott do.
I'm a Baywatch guy.
Yeah, trust me, we know. We can tell.
David Hasselhoff.
First of all, he ain't moving fast enough to save anybody's life.
Your fart is smelling Baywatch. Right.
Jesus. I think that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Right. I have some more topics.
What do we have? Do we have anything else to discuss?
All right, guys, hey, this was fun.
It was fun.
Yeah, this was a blast. Was. Frank is the best.
So I was going to do this at the beginning,
but if you want to vote for Frank.
Let's flip it back to Andrew.
What I was going to say is everyone, because no, like we're all just talking. No one knows who's actually on this. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have an interesting.
That works for me.
Okay, fine.
Great.
Good.
All right. It's mystery.
Yeah.
And, but
none
Frank
of us
is
are
here.
Known.
Everyone should know
it's a
that Frank
box.
Is here.
Frank is here.
And we should absolutely. Try to make a distinct clip for his voice.
Let's go around and say what our favorite part of the show was.
Go first.
I already know where this is going.
Hang out with you, JJ.
All right, that's a wrap. Good show, guys. Frank, thanks.
Hey, guys, thanks for listening to the Bronx Pinstripe Show. Make sure you find us on iTunes and subscribe so you can get all new episodes directly onto your phone. If you do like the show, we'd love for you to take a minute and give us a 5-star rating and review in iTunes. It really helps us out and allows us to create more shows. We're on Twitter at Bronx Pinstripes and the same on Facebook. You can always find us there talking Yankee baseball. Thanks again, guys, for your support. Really appreciate it. And go Yankees.